He was referring to the hedgehog concept of the program, captured in the simple statement, "We run best at the end. We run best at the end of workouts. We run best at the end of races. And we run best at the end of the season when it counts the most." Everything is geared to this simple idea, and the coaching staff knows how to create this effect better than any other team in the state. For example, they place a coach at the 2-mile mark of a 3.1-mile race to collect data as the runners go past. But unlike most teams, which collect time splits, minutes per mile running pace, this team collects place splits, what place the runners are in as they go by. Then the coaches calculate not how fast the runners go, but how many competitors they pass at the end of the race, from mile 2 to the finish. They then use this data to award head bones after each race. Head bones are beads in the shape of shrunken skulls, which the kids make into necklaces and bracelets, symbolizing their vanquished competitors. The kids learn how to pace themselves and race with confidence. "We run best at the end," they think at the end of a hard race. "So if I'm hurting bad, then my competitors must hurt a whole lot worse." Of equal importance is what they don't waste energy on. For example, when the head coach took over the program, she found herself burdened with expectations to do fun programs and rah-rah stuff to motivate the kids and keep them interested, parties and special trips, and shopping adventures to Nike outlets and inspirational speeches. She quickly put an end to nearly all that distracting and time-consuming activity. "Look," she said, "this program will be built on the idea that running is fun, racing is fun, improving is fun, and winning is fun. If you're not passionate about what we do here, then go find something else to do." The result? The number of kids in the program nearly tripled in 5 years, from 30 to 82. Before the boys' team won the first ever state cross-country championship in the school's history, she didn't explicitly set the goal or try to motivate the kids toward it. Instead, she let the kids gain momentum, seeing for themselves, race by race, week by week, that they could beat anyone in the state. Then, one day out on a training run, one boy said to his teammates, "Hey, I think we could win state." "Yeah, I think so too," said another. Everyone kept running, the goal quietly understood. The coaching staff never once mentioned the state championship idea until the kids saw for themselves that they could do it. This created the strongest culture of discipline possible, as the 7 varsity runners felt personally responsible for winning state, a commitment made not to the coaches, but to each other. One team member even called all of his teammates the night before the state race, just to make sure they were all getting ready for bed early. No need for the coaches to be disciplinarians on this team. Hammering through the last mile, passing competitors, "We run best at the end," each kid hurt, but knew it would hurt a lot more if he had to look his teammates in the eyes as the only one who failed to come through. No one failed, and the team beat every other team at the state meet by a large margin.